The NBL this morning released its fixture for the 2021 and 22 season. Tip-off set down for Friday, December 3. Matty Dellavedova is going to be involved with that. The Tasmanian Jack Jumper is going to be involved. It's an exciting time, and the NBL Commissioner, Jeremy La Liga, has been good enough to join us. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Jess. Thanks for having me.
Oh, up and about. You must be thrilled that you've finally been able to get this fixture sorted and out there.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weight off the shoulders, I can tell you, but season's just 52 days away now, and it's crept up on us, even though we've had to push it back by a week or so from what we'd initially intended. It's not too far away now.
And you've got the new franchise, the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. What are you hearing about the roster that they've been able to put together?
Yeah, it's a pretty significant roster. They've got some great local talent, but they've topped it off with a couple of big signings from overseas, and I saw yesterday they were out and about meeting all the local wildlife, which was pretty fun. I think Nikita Mikhailovsky from Russia hadn't seen a Tassie Devil or a Wombat before, so that was a bit of a highlight for him. But I'm really looking forward to seeing them out on court, and they've been given the honour of hosting the season opener against Adelaide at My State Bank Arena on the 3rd of December, which is a very exciting occasion for us.
Hey, Jeremy, we're going to see any more of these young Americans come out here, the ones that have decided to come and play in the NBL as opposed to going and playing college basketball in America?
Yeah, absolutely we will. And we're still in discussions with a few Americans. We've got, I think, 7 next stars signed for this season, though. One of them American, Justinian Jessup, will be returning to the Illawarra Hawks. One of them Australian in Mojave King. And then 5 superstars out of Europe spread across the competition, all of whom are genuine first-round draft pick contenders. So it's going to be a cracking season in terms of the young crew coming through again.
Oh, that sounds exciting. And the start date's a few weeks later than originally planned. Is that to make sure that you have fans in the stands? Is that what you're thinking there?
Yeah, absolutely. Fans remain our priority. We've said it all along. They're the lifeblood of our clubs and absolutely essential to the sustainability of the competition. So the schedule's based around getting them back into as many games in as many different venues around the country as possible.
And will you have to be double vaxxed in order to attend?
That will depend on each of the venues and states, but I would expect that will be the case for most of our venues, yes.
Because we've had a couple of players have had to leave due to their refusal to being vaccinated?
We've had 2 so far, Travis Trice. So yeah. Ty from the New Zealand Breakers, Ty Webster, and Travis Trice from the Hawks. But look, it was about as mutual as you can get. The reality was, these guys don't want to be sitting on the bench. They want to be playing basketball. And if the regulations around the country meant that they couldn't travel and play, then I don't think it was right for them to be, you know, leaving their talent sitting at home. So it was mutual in the sense that they wanted to go off and play elsewhere in the world where they don't have to be vaccinated. And it gave the teams the opportunity to replace them with people who could be available for every game. But we've now got 99% of our players either fully vaccinated or who have had the first dose. So it's extremely promising for us.
Jeremy, we've got an unbelievably strong junior program here in this country. Josh Giddey, he bubbled up last year in the NBA now. Have we got another couple of kids out there playing in the NBL this season we should keep an eye on?
Yeah, absolutely. Mojave King, I think, is one to watch very closely. He had his first season with the Cairns Taipans last year. He's going to the Adelaide 36ers as a next star this year, stepping into the shoes of Josh Giddey. I can tell you, beginning of last season, he was as highly regarded as Josh Giddey. And I think this is his breakout season, and we'll see him go in the first round of the NBA draft next year.
Ooh, that is exciting. We'll keep an eye out there. And what about the Wildcats? We've got a particular interest in that. Are they being well run at the moment? Their head office know what they're doing?
Look, ownership leaves a bit to be desired, but other than that, they're being extremely well run, and they've got the dual honours along with the Jack Jumpers of hosting an opening night clash against the Brisbane Bullets over there at RAC Arena. You know it's going to be a full house when the Perth Wildcats show out at the beginning of the season, and of course, as always, even though they haven't filled out their roster yet, we're still waiting on a few key signings there. They're already putting together a pretty strong-looking unit.
Hey, we're looking forward to it, Jeremy. Congratulations. We know the challenges that are involved, but you're up and going on Friday, December the 3rd. It'll be on us before we know it, and we're looking forward to it.
Good on you guys. Thanks very much for your support.
Thanks, Jeremy.
NBL Commissioner Jeremy La Liga there.